that week, that as the Capitol was being attacked, what would you have done?
Here's what I would have done. Look, the governor is responsible for being the voice and face of the people. That's his job. And if we can't protect the people's house, how can we protect anybody? I would have stand tall throughout the night, and I would have told all those rioters, you step one step on this lawn, and we're going to arrest you. You can do your riots all up and down the street, but you step onto this lawn, and I'm going to make sure that we arrest you. Because we need to send a strong message. You do not destroy the people's house. We must have a governor that is courageous and bold, and will stand tall for our freedoms and our liberties. I don't have a problem taking a bloody nose or a busted lip from the media and everybody else. I've been there before. It's not like it's something I've never experienced. But I will stand tall for our liberties and our freedoms. Look, the proper role of government is to protect us. It's life, liberty, and our property. And for him to step aside just gives you a concept of his character. They say if you want to really test the character of a person,